Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Scorpio New Moon Manifest and Blessings Astrology Energy Report and Guided Meditation for October 25th of 2022. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual intuitive coach. First, I would like to say happy birthday to all the Scorpios out there. Remember, a few days before and after your birthday, you are gifted with an open portal, which is what birthday wishes are all about. So take advantage of this time and really visualize and feel into your wishes. I created a birthday wish guided meditation for this occasion, and I will put that link in the description box below. Now, even though this is a new moon in Scorpio, this video is for everyone. We all have Scorpio somewhere in our charts. So first, let's talk about the positive aspects of Scorpio. They are determined, courageous, loyal, honest, ambitious, passionate, persistent, and independent. And some of the negative aspects of Scorpios are they can be jealous and resentful, keep secrets, they can be controlling, and definitely a bit emotional. They can be stubborn and possessive, dominating, and even intimidating. Now remember, not every Scorpio has all these qualities. Everyone is very unique in their own chart, and most likely will only display some of these characteristics. But in the energy report, I like to talk about the positive and negative aspects so that you can be aware of people around you, because they might be coming across in certain ways, especially noticing the negative ones. And you can be like, oh, that's right, we're going through that Scorpio new moon that might be rubbing off on this person in certain areas of their life, especially where Scorpio is falling in their house, in their chart. I would like to give you a quick reminder before I get further into the forecast. If you would like to work with me, I'm currently offering one-on-one coaching sessions, courses, and packages to help bring clarity and guidance through your spirit team as you walk through your soul's journey. If you enjoy the meditations that I post on YouTube and podcasts, then you will enjoy the bonus that I have where I offer with all these packages a personalized guided meditation that is very unique to you and your specific needs to help you evolve. Now, I will put all that information below. Also, please check out my new podcast, which is called Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth, and I will also put that link below. And if you'd like to go directly to the guided meditation portion, I will put that timestamp in the notes below as well. So let's talk about the fact that we are now back in eclipse season, which is definitely a time of big transformations as we each enter into what's considered an open portal that will assist us into our next chapter in life that can feel really fast and abrupt and can also be very life-changing. Now, eclipse season usually brings two eclipses, like bookends, to work together, like the start of something and an ending, or at least discovering how the story unfolds within that time frame. The solar new moon eclipse is taking place in Scorpio on October 25th, and the total lunar blood moon eclipse will be on November 8th. So think of those as your bookends. And think back also, what was going on in your life around April and May of this year, because there were eclipse season back then as well. And these eclipses are connected. So what stories are similar in your life now that you can kind of relate to back then? And what patterns and themes might be showing up again? You may feel really intense emotions surrounding this new moon, partial eclipse in Scorpio, or you may feel very little. Everyone is unique in their own experience, depending on where everything falls in your particular chart. With that being said, if you are finding yourself in situations, big decisions needing to be made, and even finding yourself at a crossroads, then this is typically a time when a big soul transformation is taking place. If you have been feeling the end of a journey in your life or feeling that need to make some big change, this is usually when it happens, due to eclipses offering the opening that you've been waiting for, and also a push. There's an energetic push that comes with this as well. This Scorpio new moon eclipse is a partial eclipse and more gentle than the total lunar blood moon eclipse that will come on November 8th. And that one will feel really intense, bringing about endings and closures that can feel overwhelming, but also transformative and much needed in your life. Now, this can be in your personal life, but it also can be felt in the world as well. So let's look at this as an opportunity for all of us to evolve. This new moon is opening doors that may have previously been closed. It is an invitation that is filled with beautiful, vibrant energy that will bring up synchronicities in your life that you just can't ignore, reminding you why you're here on this earth and what it is you came here to do. This is a fresh start, a new chapter. Since this new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio, you may find a new way of your self-awareness, a new way of understanding yourself at a deeper level, and even discovering parts of you that become more visible, revealing the wisdom of your soul as you are needing it during this time frame. And Venus will be very active under this solar eclipse, so you may feel more heartfelt awareness as well, more compassion, notice what truly matters to you in your life, and finding that you are gaining more clarity and insight when it comes to your relationships and how to maneuver through them with more understanding and love. You may also find a truth revealed that allows you to break ties and move on from a relationship that you now can clearly see is not serving you. But this also makes room for relationships that will serve you. Since this is a solar eclipse, the relationships could also be connected to your career and your deepest desires on how you show up and serve in this world. You may feel a strong push to make a change, take a completely different path, choosing a different career that's unexpected. Let your intuition guide you. You probably have even been feeling that a change is on the horizon and the timing is showing up. So this Scorpio new moon is gifting you with support that is magnified because of the eclipse. It's super powerful. So take advantage of the energy around you. Go into your heart. Let yourself align with what you truly desire in your life. This is a great time for that change that you've been not only wanting, but needing. This does not require you to seek out solutions or take action, get lost in your head and overthinking. Instead, this is a time to trust and just let everything flow as it is meant to flow. The universe, your creator, divine intelligence, and your spirit team are all aware of your progress and are encouraging you to accept these new beginnings, this new path, this new chapter, and for you to be willing to accept the things that you cannot change because you're not meant to change others. That's specific to your desire to or wishes that other people in your life would change. And it's kind of like a big wake-up call for you during this time frame, if that is something that's happening in your life, to recognize that you can't change other people. You can only change you and how you react in your perception. And you've got to let others go on their own journey. And sometimes in cases like this, that's why you might be feeling those closures and endings coming around. So in closing, Scorpio is ruled by the eighth house of rebirth and transformation and is a water sign. So allow this transformational energy to flow through you. Feel your emotions. Embrace fresh new ideas and chapters because they're waiting for your arrival. You may find that you feel a great sense of clarity or feel very off balance. It can go either way with all this energy, again, depending on where everything is in your chart. All eclipses will bring your shadow self out into the open. So pay attention to how you're reacting to situations in your life, how you're showing up, and the role you're playing in your life. After all, you have the lead role in your life story. So you want to make it worthwhile, because your shadow self is going to be making you aware by coming up to the surface. Whatever is coming up for you in particular is what you are needing to see, to feel, to understand, to work with. So embrace this transformation. I know at times change and transformation can feel really difficult, and it's hard to let yourself sometimes let go of that control because it can feel a bit scary, especially for those of you who have always had that desire and that need to feel that you are in control of your life, because at times, especially as a child, they may have felt where you were out of control and you did your best to control the environment you were living in. So again, this is a time where the transformation that's here for you, even though it may feel difficult with making certain decisions and taking different paths, embracing the changes before you, the outcome is for your highest good. So let yourself be open-minded for what can bring about those new beginnings for you, because new doors are opening with great opportunities, but you also may find that doors are closing. But that's also bringing you great opportunities for the changes in your life that are so needed. And these changes are really important for your growth and your evolvement and your awakening. And they will be for your highest good. But they'll also be for the highest good of everyone else in your life. So if you're feeling that this could be something wonderful for you, but you're worried about how other people could be affected from this in your life, you have to understand that you're all on your own journey. Even though you're interconnected, you're on your own journey. And if it is for your highest good, then it truly is for their highest good. And they might just have a lot more lessons to go through that might be challenging, but it could be their breakthrough without you being there to hold their hand. So use this time to be more aware. You have stepped into this open portal, this eclipse, and into the middle of each bookend is kind of where you're at right now. Discovering your story. Knowing that the full moon lunar eclipse in November can bring about transformative endings as it closes up situations that may have begun to close way back in April and May. It's just a matter of time. You have been able to go through Mercury retrograde and some other retrogrades where everything was having to be revisited, reevaluated, and rethinking all of it. So it's like you're looking back, reviewing everything that you've gone through, and then you look at where you are now. What has changed? What are you willing to change? And what can you do to honor yourself to bring about an incredible transformation that, again, will not only be in alignment for you and be for your highest good, it will also help everyone around you get back into their alignment. So take advantage of this opportunity to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit, because during this eclipse season, you are experiencing an overhaul and a recharge for your soul's growth. Always remember, your angels, guides, and spirit team are right by your side, supporting you every step of the way. Even when you feel alone, you are truly never alone. You have your team and angels and divine intelligence around you all the time. Know that you are more than your pain, more than your scars, and more than your fear. Why? Well, because you truly are amazing. Don't ever forget that. If you are feeling stuck and needing some clarity or some guidance, I would love to work with you. If you feel I resonate with you, please don't hesitate to send me an email or check out my website below. If you are new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you will join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, so you know when I upload new videos, and please introduce yourself in the comment section. If you found this helpful, please remember to share it with others so we can expand this love and light. To my current subscribers, as always, so much gratitude, so much love for all that you all do by supporting me every time. Truly, truly, I am so grateful. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the new moon, I have put that link below for your convenience. And if you're ready to enjoy your new moon guided meditation, find a comfortable place and let's begin. Let's join together in love, peace, and harmony as we embark on this journey and connect with the new moon. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love and pure healing white light, surrounding us with peace and safety and protection always. Allow any thoughts that come into your mind to simply drift up and away, knowing that you can tend to them later. Right now, it's your time to allow your body and your mind to just relax and let go. This is your time and your space where you are granting and gifting yourself the opportunity to heal, nourish, rejuvenate, and replenish everything that your body is needing. Manifesting your heart's desires, liberating your most authentic self, setting boundaries and honoring them, declaring your intentions, and claiming your freedom. Now allow this beautiful frequency of high vibrational love and light to empower you. Place your hands gently on your heart and take in a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And release. Understanding when you inhale, you are inhaling new life and new beginnings. And when you exhale, you are releasing the old, letting go of what no longer is needed in your life. Now, once again, breathe in new life and fill your lungs deeply. Breathing in pure, vibrant energy. Now exhale and release the old and just let go. As you relax even deeper now, feeling your body surrender to this wonderful feeling of peace. Begin to notice how your body is responding. Your breathing is slowing down, and you're relaxing even deeper now as you enter into this process of creating your new world and reality. Now at this time, we ask for your spirit team to join us, and we also ask the archangels, calling in Archangel Michael from the south to bring in safety and protection in all areas of our lives. And we ask Archangel Raphael from the east to bring us healing as we reclaim our power and leave behind what no longer serves us. We call upon Archangel Uriel from the north and ask for stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west to shower us with pure cleansing white light, love, and peace as we heal old wounds and release limiting beliefs. Now at this time, set your intention to create a space for yourself to manifest your heart's desires, to heal your limiting beliefs and blocks, to manifest and to expand your awareness beyond the physical world, back into the higher dimensions, where all your wishes can connect with the new moon planting those seeds, nurturing them, and allowing them to form into your reality for your highest good and the highest good of all, bringing you back into alignment, embracing these new beginnings, for they are waiting for your arrival. Bask in the energy of this new moon. Breathe life into your creative gifts and visions and ideas. Allow yourself to bring the darkest part of you forward, your shadow self, and shine your personal light upon your shadow self, illuminating what you need to release and let go of so that you can make room for what you truly desire deep within your heart. Allow the invitation from this new moon to start fresh and recalibrate your energy as it upgrades your level of consciousness to the dreams you long to make into your reality. Now say these words out loud or say them in your mind. Dear universe, dear divine intelligence, I am here to connect with spirit, truth, and love. Please make me a channel of your divine wisdom. Help me see clearly in all aspects, and help me tune into the greatest good in my heart. These wishes I present to you, and they now manifest for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you. Thank you. Now dig deep into your heart and listen to what it's telling you, and ask yourself, is this what I truly want? Take a moment to connect with your heart. Set your intentions, letting the universe know that you are ready and open to receive the blessings that they are offering you. Now begin to see the words that you have written down in your mind or even on a sheet of paper when you write down all your wishes. What you want to come into your life, and begin to see each of these wishes unfolding right before you. Notice how it feels in your body, feeling the excitement and the joy and the happiness and the relief. Notice your surroundings, hearing whatever words may be spoken. Taking it all in. It's getting brighter and brighter. Everything in your surroundings, in your wishes and dreams, are now filled with beautiful bright colors, as if you've turned up the volume and you've turned up the dial, so that you can see it and feel it and hear it and know it in every part of your being. Feeling as if you already have it and you're already living in that moment right now. Notice the sounds you hear, the things you see, the people you see. What words are you speaking? What are you hearing? Take all of it in. It's more vibrant and more colorful, and it's right there in front of you because you are standing in that moment right now. Feeling everything even more intensely. Feel the excitement and the joy flowing through every part of you. You can feel the intense love and gratitude for these blessings. Hear yourself saying, "I am so grateful for this prosperity and abundance in my life. I am so grateful that my wishes are happening in my life right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Feel the feelings of your wishes fulfilled. The joy, the peace, the freedom, the happiness, the relief, the gratitude. As your vibration raises higher and higher, signaling to the universe and creating a perfect match with your vibration to bring all of this to you. And it is so. Now say these words in your mind or out loud. Dear universe and divine intelligence, I now hand over my wishes to you, for I know they are forming and manifesting into my reality. I am freeing myself from clinging to my wishes, for I know whatever is for my highest good is being created right now. I am excited for what is to come. I am excited for what is in front of me right now. I am excited for these new beginnings. I am ready for this new chapter. I'm so grateful for all that is happening in my world. I now surrender my desires to the universe, and I know that they come at the perfect time for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Know that your intentions have been set, and your only duty is to make sure every day you feel those feelings within you of happiness, joy and gratitude and peace and love, so that your vibration is attracting exactly what you want in your life. See it in your mind, feel it, know it, and believe it, and it shall be yours. How will you feel when your wishes are here? Let all those emotions form into your energy field, creating belief and summoning the universe to respond. When you act as if it is already yours, it truly is already yours. Now slowly allow yourself to come back to the present moment, knowing that you have created and manifested your deepest heart's desires that are all for your highest good under this beautiful energy of the new moon. May your month ahead be filled with love and peace, happiness and bliss. And when you are ready, you can slowly begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, knowing that you will feel deeply joyful, at peace, and in a wonderful vibration of love and receiving. Thank you for joining me. Remember to hold space every day for your wishes. I'll see you on the next new moon. Namaste.